Harm has been done to us. We have suffered great loss. And in our grief and anger, we have found our mission and our moment. Freedom and fear are at war. The advance of human freedom, the great achievement of our time and the great hope of every time, now depends on us. Our nation, this generation, will lift the dark threat of violence from our people and our future. We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning. It's September 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Remember What? And you are listening to President George W. Bush and his address to Congress on September 20th, 2001. Only give heed to yourself and keep yourself diligently, so that you do not forget the things that your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, and make them known to your sons and grandsons. Deuteronomy 4, 9. It is hard to believe that as of this writing, any young person under 24 has no memory of the horrors of 9/11, and probably anyone under about 30 has no clear memory of the events surrounding it. I noticed last year that the 79th anniversary of Pearl Harbor went virtually unmentioned on any of the U.S. news broadcasts for December 7th. The danger, of course, lies in the forgetting of history. We are living through a tumultuous time in America, with a pandemic dragging on, the economy suffering, political vitriol like we've never known, widespread demonstrations over racism largely overshadowed by the violence interjected by those that would destroy our republic and replace it with anarchy. Certainly since my birth in the mid-50s, we have never known division like this, even during the anti-war demonstrations that eventually brought an ignominious close to the Vietnam War and shortly thereafter to the resignation of a president. Now, more than ever, we need to remember Pearl Harbor, remember 9/11, and not in order to focus on our amoral enemies who we'd kill and destroy in a misguided attempt to advance their own culture or religion, but in order to focus on the aftermaths. In the words attributed to General Isoroku Yamamoto in the closing scene of the film Tora, 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 "I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve." That resolve is the outcome of national tragedy that makes those events the linchpins of history, not the loss of lives, tragic though they may be. What we need is people to remember 2020 as the time when the country pulled together to help each other through the economic chaos in the wake of the pandemic, to remember 2020 as the time when all Americans acknowledged that prejudices remain in society and we needed to redouble our efforts to continue the remarkable progress that had already come about in race relations since the mid-20th century, to remember 2020 as the time when Americans stopped assassinating each other's characters because of their political stances and instead started listening to all ideas and then compromising whenever necessary to bring about a more perfect union. Moses understood the importance of history, the importance of passing on the wisdom born of previous failures and subsequent triumph. As we remember 9/11 and mourn for those who were lost and for those who lost loved ones, let us also remember that like Pearl Harbor, the towers collapsing did indeed fill us with a terrible resolve, and the domestic reflection of that was a uniting, a patriotic resurgence that brought us all together as Americans, overlooking our racial, ethnic, religious, and political divides, and instead viewing our phenomenal diversity, seen nowhere else in the world, as our greatest strength. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Just as you have written your law on our hearts, as Jeremiah tells us, inscribe in our hearts the memory of the feeling when we all pull together for a common goal. That unity opens channels for the expression of love for our fellow man, which have been closed by rancor and division. Amen. You're listening to God Bless America by the Jack Ontario Sound Orchestra. We'll see you tomorrow.